next musical guest, who will be performing at the Gunflint Tavern tonight. And that's, of course, our good friend Pete Cavanaugh, along with our other good friend, Eric Meyer. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. Now, your short Tim, the drummer.
Yes, he's a little too tall to fit in the control room. So we leave him.
It's crowded in here tonight, isn't it? It's almost
tight.
Like being like on a real stage.
He's very tall, though. Okay.
He doesn't fit through the doors. We can't bring him along.
You have to only go where you can play outdoors.
That's right.
Yep. Now, I don't know whether it's important or not, but you have in the past played upstairs, outdoors, at the Gunflint Tavern, but I saw a sign on the thing saying today that the upstairs was closed.
Yeah, I think it's a little chilly. When we were there in June, people were there with blankets when we were playing. So
we were quite comfortable.
Yeah, we were, of course, yeah, because you're up there moving, but after a while, yeah. So I think tonight it would be a blanket night up there, so I don't think
they're... indoors. Yeah. And you about 8:30 you're going to do that?
Yeah, 8:30.
Now, have you guys been playing... Eric obviously is from the Twin Cities. Yeah. Pete, you mostly headquartered here.
Yep.
Been playing a lot together or not so much?
No. In fact, today started out with a fight right away in the practice room, but we got over it.
It's a good thing it's radio.
So, but yeah,
we're not looking good.
We haven't played for months together, so it's trying to get familiar. You know, Eric's.
We got about a once a month deal, so we can fly on time. So it's kind of like riding a bike. You only fall down, skin your knee a couple times,
and then you're on your way.
Yep. So, but we both. Eric's been busy with his solo work down. He does a solo show down in the Twin Cities, so he's been real busy with his calendar down there. You know, his gigs down there, and then I've had kind of a light schedule up here this summer, but, overall, that was supposed to be a joke.
And then we hooked up in St. Cloud, too. Yeah, your schedule's real light, Pete.
Yeah.
So, Eric, Pete just mentioned your solo career. You do both band work and solo down in the Twin Cities?
Yep. Yeah. So, and I play a little electric guitar, a little acoustic guitar, sing, play bass with Pete, play bass with other people if they call me up. So,
anything to make a buck.
Yes, you got it. Well, that's music business.
And you can't play golf for nothing, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a little pickier these days. I will say no, so I prefer my gigs to have a view.
Right. That's the only reason he takes the gigs up here. Is because
you get a good view up here, so yeah, these are good.
And a great golf course nearby.
Yeah, there's some golf courses around. So
there you go. What are you going to lead off with?
I'll just warm up with some Stevie Ray Vaughan, the standard Pride and Joy. We'll just make it our own as best we can here, so...
Thank you.
Yes, I love my baby, heart and soul. Love like eyes that won't never grow old. She's my sweet little thing, pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. Get out, Eric. Thank you.
Pete Cavanaugh, Eric Meyer, the Pete K Group. You know, I'm not too sure. I think I love your music, but I think I enjoy watching you two play guitar more than just about anybody that's in here. I really do. I really do. You guys really know what you're doing.
Well, thanks.
You really do.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe the face.
Well,
is
that's at least it looks like we know what we're doing.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, right.
Now, I noticed, did you start out with a pick on that tune, and then stuck it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then you're
good thing I didn't swallow it.
Why do you switch from using a pick to then just using the fingers?
Just a little different style. Just, okay. You can kind of mix it up and get different sounds, and I don't know. Sometimes I guess I didn't really pay attention that I did it.
Yeah, it's really second nature. I use a lot of back-end fingers when I'm using a pick, so I'll use a combination.
Exactly.
You know, things that you do, and you just, it's weird how it happens. You play, I'm sure a lot of players are the same way. You just don't even think about, you just know you're going for a certain sound, and you can get it using a fingernail, or you can get it using a pinky finger.
When most people start out learning the guitar, do they start out, most of them, with a pick? And then work to, or not necessarily?
Depends. If they're starting classical, absolutely. They're not getting anywhere near a flat pick. In fact, they're very cautious about growing out their fingernails. And I studied classical guitar, and I couldn't really study it because my rock playing would just waste my fingernails.
Because you're using the back of your nails.
I keep breaking. You're using the back of the nails, and you'd be using my nail to pick on a string. And I'd go to my instructor at the time for a while anyway, didn't know I was in a rock band. Because he was really a pure classical player. And he said, God, you know, you really just can't grow fingernails. You really have a hard time on that. And I said, yeah, well, I play electric guitar. And he's like, oh, okay, well, that explains that. So
my dad was a classical player, and he always, his first and second finger, he always had his nails a little longer. It's a natural pick.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, and they have a really long thumbnail, too, so they can really get
at
it.
Yeah, actually, I don't think he grows thumbnail. I think to go for the softer sound on the bass, he just left it.
Oh, did let it. Yeah, yeah, and everybody has different. That's the whole fun of it. I mean, people experience. It's like Pete saying
with your pick. Because like I say, a lot of times I'll have it in my hand, but it's, you know, I'll have it pushed up and I'm not even really using it.
Sure.
And sometimes I'm like, I put it in my mouth to get it totally out of my
just
way.
Just depends on the sound you're going
exactly,
for.
Right. Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, well, what's next?
Oh, let's see. Let's do, Eric's going to do a Keb Mo number. One of our.
Gotta have Mo.
Yep.
That's right.
Gonna change my mind. Live with me, baby,
'cause I'm on your side. Talk to me, baby, 'cause I'm on your side. Talk to me, baby, 'cause I'm on your side. Don't wanna argue, I sure don't wanna fight. Tell me what's wrong and we'll make it alright. Get with me, baby, 'cause I'm on your side. I'll be your sugar daddy, but you can call on Biggie. I'll be your vigilante. Oh baby, that's what you need, yeah. Oh come on baby, tell me if that's what you really need. You with me, baby, 'cause I'm on your side now, girl. Come on, baby, just be nice to me. Get with me, baby, 'cause I'm on your side. Get with me, baby, 'cause I'm on your side now. I'm on your side, girl.
All righty.
Outstanding.
Excellent. Nice job, Eric.
Nice job.
Thank you. Sorry if I felt a little loud there. I hope I didn't blow everybody out there in the Northland away.
No,
right there.
Not at all.
You gave Jeff, our sound guy, a little heart palpitation.
Yeah, I think we did there.
Actually, he came to turn you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you were too soft at the start. Yeah.
The voice wasn't high enough and the instruments were. So.
No, it was great.
So my my job during the day is talking on the phone all the time, and I've been doing
that
for so many years.
What you do?
I do. I talk on the phone. That's a big part of my job is talking with customers on the phone. So my vocal cords just get warmed up all day, so I can just, it just comes out. So, so I'm a little bit loud sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just loud, so my vocal cords are always warmed up.
You're not talking on the phone all day? No.
I talk on the phone.
He actually does talk on the phone.
I bark orders at people, yeah. My voice is very busy.
You're just permanently warmed up.
Just ask the people that are around me.
Just permanently warmed up.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good way to be. That's a good way to be. Say, now, next year, will Eric be on your Dragon Boat team, Pete?
I don't know. We offer every year.
Do you?
He's usually busy that weekend.
Golfing.
I'm always golfing. I do other things, but I'm always squeezing golfing in between. I have to.
The races only last like 2.5 minutes. You could run back to the golf course, come back and paddle again, run back. It's
back.
No problem.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. We could easily do it.
Your team did quite well.
The fired up puppies was very exciting.
Choked it off in the finals.
We did.
It beats me.
Bunch of we had a rough race at the end there, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys did real well. Once again, great day.
Good day.
Well, can you guys do one more for us?
Sure.
Now, why do you? All right.
What the heck were we going to do again? Oh yeah.
You remember. We actually had a plan today.
Really?
That's kind of amazing.
It's a little strange.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is.
Kind of scary, actually.
We're on top of things this week.
So do you have a plan for tonight, too? Or?
No.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Plan on being there.
Good enough.
That's what I figured.
Just have to make sure we're in tune for the
live radio.
Radio off. Radio folks out there.
We've never been in tune, Bob, so I don't know why they're changing it up on us.
I know.
Yeah,
we never are.
I'm going into what's called an open G tuning from standard.
Oh, of course. You recognize that open G, don't you,
Bob? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go, bud. Shake your money maker, shake your money maker, shake your money maker. You gotta do it, you gotta get down low. I got a girl, she live out on the hill. I got a girl, she live out on the hill. She won't do it, but her sister will. She won't shake her money maker. Won't shake a money maker. No matter how much I beg her, she won't shake a money maker. She won't do it, she won't do me, no. Well, she just won't be true. I got a girl, well, she just won't be true. She says she loves me, I don't believe she do. She won't shake her money maker. Won't shake her money maker. No matter how much I beg her, she won't shake her money maker. She won't do it, she won't do me. Hey, Eric.
Kavanaugh and Eric Meyer of the Pete K Group.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Minus Tim. Thank you very much for coming in. I appreciate
Thanks
you taking
it.